The manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network says Canada's swine health organizations are stepping up their focus on improving diagnostic methods for rotavirus in an effort to improve the effectiveness of vaccinations. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network's third quarter report on swine health surveillance identifies rotaviruses as a problem right now that practitioners are paying particular attention to. Christian manager Dr. Jette Christensen explains rotaviruses cause diarrhea in young pigs.
The problem is that there's three subtypes of rotaviruses. We call them A, B, and C. And we have a vaccine for rotavirus, but it's based on the A type. And that means that now that it seems as if the B and C types are spreading, the vaccine isn't as effective as it was before. That's what we hear from our practitioners. That's what's reported back to us. There are groups of practitioners with the support of Christian as best we can. We try to explore if there are better options for diagnostic tests for rotavirus and better options for vaccine. But that is not something that is going to happen right now. But we're exploring how we can improve diagnostics and vaccines. For that reason, we've reached out on our national call with the CSHIN, the Canadian Swine Health Intelligence Network, to our sister organizations, RAISEAU in Quebec and OWEN in Ontario, to see if we can exchange some data and some knowledge and get a better understanding on what exactly is going on with the rotavirus in the Canadian swine herds right now.
Dr. Christensen says researchers are trying to get a better understanding of how many A types, how many B types, how many C types, and how many mixed types we have out there to support practitioners. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.